It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is adapt, spelled A-D-A-P-T. Adapt is a verb. It means to make or become fit, as for a new use, often by modification. Here's the word used in a sentence from Mashable.com by Belen Edwards. Isaac Asimov's Foundation novels are collections of short stories and novellas spanning thousands of years, which makes them hard to adapt as a continuous story. Nothing in this world is as reliable as change, is a common aphorism, and one we can certainly attest to as lexicographers. English speakers adapted adapt, for example, in the 15th century from the Middle French adapter, which was itself an adaptation of the Latin adaptare. That source traces back to the Latin aptus, meaning fit or apt. Other adaptations of aptus in English include the words aptitude, inept, and of course the word apt itself, as well as unapt and inapt. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.